This is a Crestview Bible podcast. For more information, visit crestviewhutch.org.
Well, as we gather here tonight, we've come to this Christmas Eve, and we, I think, are well aware of the familiar story that we come here to celebrate. And to put it simply, unto us was born in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. He has come for us. For the past few weeks as a church, we've been using the colors of Christmas to draw our attention to Jesus. So red reminds us that Jesus came to die to bring many sons to glory from Hebrews 2:9. Gold reminds us that it is our King who is born. We looked at Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. Blue reminds us that he's acquainted with our grief and he came to help us in our weaknesses. That was Hebrews 2, verses 14 through 18. And just this past Sunday, we saw that white reminds us that Jesus came to save us from our sins. And that's from Matthew 1. So all the encouragement, you guys have been very encouraging about how all these colors have helped you. I've had people call me up and say, I was walking through the grocery store and I heard Blue Christmas by Elvis on the radio or on the Muzak, and just knew that my thoughts just went straight to Jesus. I mean, it was great. I've been so encouraged by that. And one color that we didn't get to that's surely an important color at Christmas is the color green. So here's how one writer put it. The first hue to be linked with Christmas was probably green. Long before Christ was born, green had been a powerful symbol of mystery and life. Ancient cultures observed the fir trees and the holly bushes growing in the midst of the harshest winters, and they were fascinated. When all the other plants had died or grown barren, the people of the woods believed that some type of magical power had to be fueling these evergreens' survival. And because of this flourishing life, when there seemed to be only death, these green survivors were worshipped and feared. Now, we don't believe that that's what should happen. You shouldn't worship a tree, but it's the tradition that color has for many people. Green quickly became, for many, the color of life. And I wonder tonight, just as we think about Christmas Eve, if we might be able to adore Christ as we see the color green. So I want you to think, when you think of the color green, I want you to think that Jesus is alive forever. He's alive forevermore. That when you see that color green, you would just be thinking eternal life, and that's possible because of Jesus. Now, this truth came and intersects the Christmas story in an interesting way. So I'm going to read three passages of Scripture, and I think by the end of this, you're going to be like, whoa, that's pretty wild. Yes, he does live forevermore. So the first began long ago when God promised King David that he would build and establish his house. In 2 Samuel 7:16, he said, "In your house, in your kingdom, shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever." So that's what God promised to David. God's saying that one of David's sons would occupy a throne that wasn't just going to be a four more years type of thing. It was going to be a forever thing. And so we fast forward to Luke 1 with the Christmas story. When the angel Gabriel brought news to Mary that she would give birth to a son named Jesus, here's how that introduction came in Luke 1, verse 30. "Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." That's Luke 1, verses 30 to 33. So how long would Jesus, this great Son of the Most High, rule? Well, forever. Like, it's never going to end. He would rule the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there would be no end. So to remove any doubt as to who we're talking about, and we might wonder, like, well, what about the future? What is this? What hope do we have for this in the future? In the final book of the Bible, Jesus himself makes it clear to John. He appears to John in Revelation 1:17. When John saw him, he fell at his feet as though dead. But Jesus laid his right hand on John, saying, "Fear not, I am the first and the last, and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades." Jesus is alive forevermore. And in Revelation 22:16, Jesus says, I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright and morning star. So, Jesus is the one who is alive forevermore. When we see the color green, when we think green at Christmas, we can think eternal life. That's mine because of Christ. He's alive forevermore. He lives forever. The green that so many of us decorate with has significance, and it's pointing us to this reality of eternity. And in this baby that was born for us, we have one who is our Savior forever. He's not just Savior this week or next year or in the coming weeks or helping us have a good day tomorrow, but he is our Savior forever. He's alive forevermore, and he will shine bright forever. Tonight, we'll close as we traditionally do. So singers and piano, if you want to go ahead and come on up, our musicians, if you can go ahead and come on up. We're going to close as we traditionally do. We're going to sing Silent Night. We light our candles together. We're going to dim the lights, and we're going to sing Hallelujah to our King. And as you do that tonight, as we take our time and just enjoy the light, enjoy the song of the season, I want you to think about that Jesus is your King forever. That he's your King forever. That he came for you. So we want to worship him and we want to praise the one who has come for us. So let's stand and we're going to sing. There's four verses to Silent Night. So just take your time and I think a lot of times too, maybe you direct all your attention up here and you're trying to see the words. And just as you're singing this song, if there's parts that are familiar, look around the room and every light, we're just thinking about Jesus being the bright and morning star, that every light is showing how great Christ is. And we want to worship him. Hallelujah to our King. So let's worship by singing this together.